You're listening to HealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tamula McNabb. I have on the line with me today, Chris Killam. You're known better as the Medicine Hunter. And when I read your bio, you sounded like Tarzan to me, like a modern-day, incredibly good-looking Tarzan. Tell us about what you do, Chris.
Well, thank you for that, although I don't swim as well as Johnny Weissmuller, for sure. I travel the world researching medicinal plants and psychoactive plants and working with, shamans and native medicine men and women around the world, and I help to make establish trade in these plants so that, people like us can get these in supplements and in beverages and in cosmetics and that kind of thing. So I'm all over the globe looking for traditional remedies and beauty secrets and aphrodisiacs and, psychoactive agents.
Chris, define what psychoactive agents is for listeners, please.
A psychoactive agent is anything that alters mind or mood. So it could be something as common and daily as coffee, which is psychoactive, which modifies mind and mood, or it could be something more extreme like peyote buttons or ayahuasca from the Amazon, or something that really kind of occupies your time and energy a little bit more when you use it.
Now, I recently watched a one-hour documentary on ayahuasca. Explain what that is and who would be using that particular psychoactive plant.
Okay, ayahuasca is an Amazonian psychoactive brew made from two plants, made from a vine and a leaf. It's extremely powerful. When you drink it, you have visions. It's known as La Medicina, the medicine, because it's very effective for healing a variety of disorders from the purely, seemingly purely physical, stomach aches, headaches, back aches, that type of thing, skin problems, to the gravely psychological post-traumatic stress disorder, etc. There are right now in the world today millions of people drinking ayahuasca, either through the ayahuasca-based churches that come out of Brazil, so Unio de Vegetal and Santo Daime, that have many, many hundreds of thousands of people drinking every week around the globe, or many people go down to the Amazon, as my wife Zoe and I do. We go down and we drink with shamans down there. And at any time we see, many, many, many people going down to do this. So ayahuasca is right now a very large trend, something that has gone from being purely native to available to a lot of people. And for that matter, there are ayahuasca ceremonies happening outside of the Amazon as well, all over the world.
Now, Chris, you are a big feature on the Dr. Oz show on a regular basis. What are some of the other herbs and medicinal plants that you speak on his show about that women and men like myself would take that we wouldn't even know about?
Well, I talk on the Oz show a lot about common things. Coffee is a good example, profoundly beneficial for you, very, very effective for reducing the risk of a number of types of diseases, colon and rectal cancers, Parkinson's disease, that kind of thing. I talk about the so-called superfoods, the foods that are especially rich in nutrition, like the purple berries that also have protective power, and things like green tea. I talk about aromatherapy, using scented, fragrant essential oils from plants to modify, mood and to just kind of change the way you're feeling. So I try to talk on the Oz show about things like spices and other things that are accessible, readily available to viewers so that people can experience the health benefits from them and not have to go off to whatever, Siberia or the South Pacific to try them.
What are some of your favorite spices to use and for what reason?
Well, some of my favorite spices are turmeric, which I like both because I enjoy the flavor and because it's probably one of the most researched medicinal plants in the world. Very good for reducing inflammation, protecting the brain, enhancing immune function, improving heart function. I certainly like hot chili peppers. They're very good for stimulating blood circulation, also enhancing mood because they cause the production of opium-like substances in the brain when you eat hot chilies. I like garlic a lot.
Can you become addicted then to hot foods for that opiate reason?
You know, addicted, no. I would say that it's more like, do you like taking a hot shower every day? You probably do. Are you addicted?
Yes.
No. But you like it, so you do it. You know, when you consume hot peppers on a regular basis, it's usually because you really enjoy it. It doesn't imply addiction. It just implies liking it. You know, it's like, why would you watch a certain TV show? Well, you know, not necessarily because you're addicted, but you like it. There are many, many spices. I like garlic, certainly ginger. You know, most of the popular spices impart dozens or sometimes even hundreds of health benefits. So, and we know this because the science on medicinal and aromatic plants is now spectacular. Every bit as good as the science on the synthetic drugs that the pharmaceutical industry turns out every year.
Well, let's talk about that, Chris. I mean, in your bio, you talk about how, you know, harmful, how science has changed this field. What's going on in the field that you find interesting?
Well, more and more people are waking up to what we have actually known since the beginning of time, that plants are the best medicines. They form the basis of modern pharmacy. Most of the greatest life-saving medicines ever created come from plants, and the synthetic model is largely a failed model. I mean, we have the greatest trauma care in the world in the U.S. You get into a car accident, you know, I want to go to a U.S. hospital. But when it comes to chronic health care, when it comes to managing metabolic disorders, diabetes, you know, arthritis, whatever, our medical system really doesn't have a clue. And that's where plant-based medicines, which demonstrate efficacy traditionally and also in human clinical studies, also published in the same journals that the drugs are published in, this is where these really shine. So we're in a new time in which the science is very, very good. Many people are turning to plants because they say, hey, you know, I don't want a prescription that A, either costs $400 a month, or B, makes me nauseous and sleepless. So they're turning to safe, effective, time-tested plant remedies.
Chris, you're talking about a new time, and I think that it's interesting to me because I am amazed that doctors know a lot about, you know, what prescription can heal or fix whatever ailment you have. But it's mind-boggling to me that really they've spent maybe 10 hours of their entire career studying what natural medicines can do for you. Do you think there's going to be a shift in doctors becoming more educated about natural-based products to help their clients?
Well, we're certainly seeing that. I mean, doctors know about medicines because that's what they're educated in from the time they start. You know, our system of medicine is largely a drug dispensation system. So, of course, doctors know these things. But at the same time, the greatest majority of them have people coming in every single day on herbs that they don't know and don't understand. And, you know, so they're having to get this stuff figured out. And while I think it's taking time, I also do see medical doctors, more embracing plant-based medicines, turning to plant-based antidepressants instead of the, you know, often lethal antidepressant drugs that are out there. There's definitely a shift, and I anticipate that this will just keep going because the science on medicinal plants gets better and better and better every single year.
What are you doing that's exciting now in the next couple of months for 2015? What's your next adventure?
Well, I'll be going in just about 2 weeks back to the Amazon to go see some native villages in the Peruvian Amazon and talk with them about possibly cultivating a tree called dragon's blood, which yields a blood red latex that's very valuable for skin and is now popular in cosmetics, and hopefully help one or two villages to get a good economy going. And after that, I'm probably going to Chile to check out some plants there. And from there, I'm not really sure. Sometimes I start out the year not knowing where I'm going to wind up, and then it turns out to be very busy in no time.
That's the best way to live, I say. Your website is www.medicinehunter.com. You have a number of books there that our listeners can go online and purchase as well. Thank you so much, Chris, for being on HealthRadio.fm.
Thank you, Tammy. It's a great pleasure. Best to you.
Take care.
Bye now.